What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the podcast with your host, the Alex Duenas. I want to start off this podcast with this quote. The number of people ready to take over your time with no purpose is countless. You see, there are a lot of people who are just going through life by motion. Waking up, I gotta get my coffee, gotta eat a little bit something, I gotta get ready for work, I gotta do this, I gotta, you know, dress up. They're just going through the motions. And so you'll find a lot of people who are just not really intentionally doing things with their lives. And it's just, they haven't really found much more purpose. Or I call it, as you get older, past like 25, 26, like things become monotonous. Oh, got to go to work, pay my bills and things like that. And like some people, like obviously will go to the park, do certain things. But the amount of people ready to take your time with no purpose other than just to waste it is countless. And maybe look at yourself too. How many times have you just started a conversation just to chit chat? You know, just to pass some time without even knowing it. Like you have things to do, things to get done, but you decide to, you know, chop it up with somebody and just talk. I'm not saying you can't like have conversations with people, but there are numerous around of people who just want to waste your time, who have no agenda, who are, oh, I'm busy. Busy doesn't mean you're productive. Busy just means you're just throwing your time away. If most people are not good with their finances, why do you think they are with their time? Right? Most people can't even track their finances. Most people don't track their time. Why? Truly believe because there's a lack of urgency. There is an unlimited amount of time. I got like 50 years, 40 years. Because, you know, it's what we're conditioned to think. And obviously we don't know when we're going to die. But if someone came to you and said, hey, you got 3 years left, 4 years left, 5 years left. I don't like to say, oh, you have 90 days left. Or you have like, because that's too like, I don't want to say unrealistic, but like if you're like, yo, you have 5 years left, how much more precious would your days be? How much more valuable would you spend your time? Would you spend your time talking nonsense with people? Or do you think that every day you would plan it out more strategically? You think you make a better plan? You think you'd have a better idea of what you actually wanted to do with life? Why? Because there's a deadline. There's urgency. You know that every minute that you waste is a minute you can't get back. You see, we confuse speaking to someone and giving them time with being nice and you don't want to be rude. But ultimately, you're being rude to yourself. You're being very selfish because you're not getting better. You're not optimizing that time for your bigger purpose in life. You're still the same person. You're still same habits. You're not getting any better because you're allocating your time to something that isn't making you better. You're just throwing the time away. And just people are always ready to take your time and you're always ready to give your time away. There is great, great power in saying no. I'm the first, I don't give people my fucking time. I'm either doing business, talking to clients, working out, making content, but you won't catch me wasting my time with people that are not trying to do something, or people that are not talking about how to better our lives. Like I spend a lot of time by myself, but in a sense of like I'm on TikTok Live, I'm making content, I'm producing, I'm being productive, I'm producing a result. Was the result, whether it be new followers, a result, whether it be a podcast, a video, YouTube video, something. I'm producing. I'm not busy. I don't consider myself busy. I consider someone who strategically decides what I do with my precious time. And you might call that cocky. You might call that whatever the fuck you want to call that. But this is how you have to look at your time. If you want to produce results, really good results. And people will not respect your time until you respect your own time. And when you're focusing on one thing, that means you're not focusing on another thing. Okay? And that's a double-edged sword. If you're focusing on the wrong thing, that means you're not focusing on the right thing, which is costing you. And that's when you have to have a reflection process. And that reflection process could be a walk in the morning, a walk at night. Luckily, I have my dog. But like, you can walk at night too. Just go for a walk. I used to go for a walk when I was a kid. Shit, I used to go to the bathroom and consult with myself. I'd be sitting on the toilet being real. I'd be sitting, I'm like, well, what's going on in my life today? I'd sit there and just reflect. This is back then before we had phones, you know? But I was like 13, 14, 15 years old. And like, I'd just reflect on what's actually happening with my life, what's going on. And just you know, and most, maybe you guys do it too, you know? But you have to add in the aspect of like, okay, what didn't I do that good? What do I need to do better? And most of the time, you'll be surprised by the power of no. Saying no to things that you know are not getting you closer to where you want to go. Man, I don't call it being rude, but fuck, I'd rather be rude to somebody else than rude to myself. You understand that. When you say yes to something, there's an opportunity cost. Let me repeat that. When you say yes to something with somebody else, there is an opportunity cost. It's costing you an opportunity. If a friend invites you to go eat out, hey, let's go grab a bite to eat, but you know you're on a diet, you say yes, the opportunity cost, that you're costing yourself losing a pound, getting more disciplined, becoming more consistent. Like, it's costing you something. Every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. And what is the level of opportunity cost? You'll come to realize most people say yes to this. Okay, yeah, I'll do this. Yeah, I'll do this. Yeah, I'll do this. And then you wonder why a lot of your things that you're supposed to get done never get done. Why? Because you're quote unquote busy. But in reality, you're just neglecting the work that needs to be done. You're neglecting solving your problems because it's easier to try to solve everybody else's problem than your own problems because your problems seem a lot bigger. But you know why? Because there's emotion attached to your problems. Give me one second. You know, when you have emotions attached to your problems, dude, do we have motherfucking aircrafts and motherfucking we have a truck too? Jesus. When you do not face your problems, it's better. It feels better. It feels better not to have to, oh my God, I got to deal with this. That's another attitude that will fucking rob you from giving power to yourself. Like, understand that you neglecting your responsibilities makes them a lot harder. It's so easy to try to please other people than it is to try to please yourself. Because when you're trying to solve other people's problems, you're not emotionally attached to their problems. There's no emotion behind it. There's no fear behind their problems. You're like, yeah, sure, I got it. Meanwhile, they're like, oh my God, this is so hard, right? You've ever helped someone? I'm like, yo, this is so easy. It's like, no, it's emotion. Same thing with your problems. You got to realize that your problems are the ones that are going to get you to that next level. And when you decide to say no to people who are trying to waste your time, because it is your fault, when you try to say no to people who are trying to waste your time, you say yes to optimizing your time. Bro, you got to get better. Because if you don't get better, your life does not get better. You got to sacrifice. But I really want to do this, Alex. I don't give a fuck. It's costing you something. Every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. Realize that. Every time you say yes to eating something that's not in direct proportion to your goals, you're saying no to the body you want, to the life you want, to the confidence you want, to the self-esteem that you want. Every time you say yes to staying in and being disciplined is fucking sacrificing. It's choosing a better opportunity tomorrow than having to choose a pleasure today. And when you get into that consistent flow, I was thinking about this earlier today. I was at the gym. I'm like, man, I love festivals. And when I go, I do drugs. I do have fun. And I'm like, but damn, man, like I have to play catch up. It's not until you realize that you have a great week, another week, a straight week of waking up early, a second week of waking up early, a third week, you gain this momentum. You realize that it doesn't take much for you to slip up. It doesn't. I'm pretty sure you found out that. You know, you try to diet, you're dieting, and then you eat something, you're like, oh, downhill. Yeah. And so, understand, when you learn to have self-control, what you're ultimately saying is, I'm picking something better. You are. You're not picking something worse. It's just in the moment you have this instant gratification feeling. How do we overcome that? We attach our current decision with the vision that we want. Fuck, I know if I say no to this. Like, you have to imagine that body. You gotta imagine that life. For me, it's sometimes me wanting to go to a festival like in a month versus I can go to Europe and like I can go and travel this, I can do that. And like, I know it's like, oh, you gotta live now. Fuck, man. But you also gotta realize, okay, what have I done this before? Okay? How many times have you said yes to going out to the fucking bars? Oh, I really wanna go. Oh, you only live once. Motherfucker, you went to the bars like 3 weeks ago. What the fuck? You had that fucking piece of food like 2 weeks ago. Like, how much have you fucking, you know? Sometimes you have to have that vision big. You like, go admire some things. Admire some things and realize that every time that you say no to people, you're saying yes to this new vision. In order for you to have a new life, you have to say no to your old life. No to the old people and no to the old habits. No to all these things that hold you back. And I'm telling you, when you limit these vices, it's not that you have to try harder. You keep doing what you would normally do. It's just you're just going faster, but you don't have these things weighing you down. All right? Go say no to some people today. If they get mad, they were just in it for their own intentions, not your intentions. Okay? If you respect your time, then they don't like that. They're in it for their own intentions, their own selfish needs, not yours. Peace.